It's 8:06. Good morning, everyone. Well, they're getting a little bit of a warm-up in over there in Perth, the Kangaroos. They'll take on the Kiwis, Four Nations in the UK, not far away. Corey Parker joins us. G'day, Corey.
Morning, guys. How you going?
I know you wanted to be... We're good, yeah. Mate. I know you wanted to be over there. How are you handling not being there?
Oh, yeah, very good. There wasn't much I could do about it once they announced the team. But I've just seen today, I think, Trbojevic has been called into the squad, so... That's a big opportunity for him. But so, mate, I've actually just been really enjoying the time off. There's been a fair bit going on, but, yeah, aside from that, just been enjoying time off.
No blow-up about lack of selection?
Oh, I'm not sure what it's going to get me, though. Yeah, no. You can... Oh, look, I'll be very honest. I was disappointed because, myself, I wanted to be part of it, and I sort of had no other reason to think otherwise that I wouldn't be, so... But yeah, that's life, mate. That happens.
Mm. What's the system there, Corey? Did Mel call you?
Yeah, Mel called me when they named the team on Tuesday. So he called me Tuesday morning and just just said that there's some bad news that I wasn't being in the side and they're going a different direction and blah blah blah. So I appreciate his call, but it doesn't make it any easier for myself. But you just get on with it.
No. Yeah, exactly.
You didn't say you've got no idea, mate. You've lost it and all that sort of stuff.
I said, look, there's nothing I can do. I'm disappointed about it. I don't agree with it, but it is what it is. Yeah, good luck.
I blew up at a selective.
Oh, race. I can imagine you.
No, it didn't help the cause, let me tell you. I wasn't retiring, though. I wanted to keep playing. I didn't play for a while after that.
Funny that.
Yeah, it was a good blower.
I can imagine it would have been a bit. Corey, just on a different way, taking you out of the equation here, I always think it's you make a bit of a rod for your back, any sort of code, any sort of team, where you start picking on not the best 24 available or not the best 20 available, regardless when you think, oh, well, he's 34 and he's 24, that sort of stuff. It's easier if you just pick the best blokes available, isn't it?
Oh, well, that's one way of looking at it. Certainly that was how I was led to believe. I mean...
Well, Gal's not there either.
Yeah, well, Gal, I mean...
No, Andrew
Gal's
Fifita.
Not there.
Yeah,
Andrew. Fifita's not there. Josh Maguire's not there. And these are the guys that played in the Anzac Day test. So Gal even got... I think he got man of the match at test, and he's had a fair year. So, look, they've shown their hand and what they're doing. And whether you agree or don't agree, it's... representing Australia, so I wish him all the best.
Do you like Jake Trbojevic?
I do. I like him as a player, yeah. You know what you're going to get. It's consistent, and he'll work really hard for you. So, he's a very honest sort of guy. He's got a bit of footy in him, but, he's only quite young, so we're going to see the best of Jake in years to come. Him and his brother. His brother is, he's not too far out of that rep arena, I don't think, either. So, they got some big futures, those guys.
Corey, on this, and you've been here and done all this before, but we're just chatting off air. After 30 weeks of the footy season, National Rugby League season, you have that mini sort of break. How hard is it, I know you want to mentally switch on and all that sort of stuff for this, but how hard is it to really, pick yourself back up again?
Yeah, no, it's a challenge. It really is. Particularly the guys that didn't play finals.
Yeah.
Like, so they've had... What's that? Nearly 6 weeks rest before they get to this game. Now they play the Prime Minister's 13, which is handy in the way that it helps the players that aren't playing finals play a bit of footy. But even if you went, say, the Broncos for our guys, for example, we went out second week of the finals. By the time they play this game, it's a month between. So it is. On the one hand, you've got to just keep training and keep yourself active and fit, but to know that there's a game coming up. But this game that's on tomorrow night, it's just a really strange one. It was just, it just seems to be, I knew there was two test matches that had to be played on Australian soil, and this one just thought, well, okay, the end of the year's happening, we'll just sort of tag it on here. But, once you get out of the England and in the Four Nations, it'll change a bit. But I'm not expecting too much flair style football tomorrow night between both sides, because New Zealand are in the same boat as well. They haven't played for a period of time as well.
Yeah. How do you see the Kiwis, mate? I see that Hargreaves is back in there. He hasn't played for a while.
Oh, a very, very good side.
Yeah.
I can't speak highly enough of what Steve Kearney's done and the way he's turned that group around, just to have an inner belief between you know, the group, and Dave Kidwell's been a part of that along the way. So I can only assume they're going to turn up and play some pretty handy football, because they do have some pretty handy players.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with our rugby league expert, Corey Parker. Corey, I don't know how well you probably know Des Hasley. There's not a lot of mixing that happens these days, but Desi's premiership winning coach. Two times he's taken the Bulldogs to a grand final in the space of 5 years. They never missed the finals. They limped out of the competition this year, but so too did a lot of other teams. But Desi goes in today to fight for his survival at the Bulldogs.
Yeah, really. It obviously runs a bit deeper, that. I'm not sure. I mean, again, you know, in the last 5 years, two grand finals, that's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
And, you know, we all know the sort of coach Desi is, very passionate, committed guy. But so I'm not real sure how that's all going to unfold. But we'll have to wait and see. I think, as you said, D-Day's today. So we'll find out.
Be an interesting one. And, mate, do you just full-time gardening now?
Yeah, what are you up to?
Yeah, well, look, there's a bit going on. Gardening's not my strong suit. I don't mind mowing the lawn on the ride on.
Yeah, because you're stuck pretty close to your roots, haven't you? You're still in Logan, aren't you, with a bit of a property?
Yeah, I've got a couple of acres here now, and it's great for the kids. But there's always something going on, isn't there? I'm an ambassador for V8 Supercars, so they're on the Gold Coast next week. So I'll be heavily involved down there, which is good, because that's a passion that I've always sort of had. And what follows that? We've got Melbourne Cup, so I might find my way down to Melbourne and see what happens.
Oh, well, the Sky Racing marquee is welcome to you, mate. You can come in and have a bet with us.
Absolutely. I'll see you in there. Yeah.
All right, mate.
Good on you, mate. That's great. And quickly, mate, give us a winner if you can. The Kangaroos 145, the Kiwis 285.
285, wow.
I know, I reckon they make a habit out of upsetting us.
Yeah. Oh, well, look, I mean, that's great odds if you're a Kiwi fan, 285. I'm not much of a punter, but look, it's just hard to go past Australia, particularly with the guys they got, their spine. And the fact that the important guys, when I say important, is the spine. You know, those guys played right up until probably a week and a half ago. So they'll be, sort of hit the ground running. So I expect it to be a tight one, though. And we'll strive away at six.
Okay.
Good on you, mate. We thank you for your time, as always.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Well done. Corey Parker there.